Okay, last thing we're learning in Yom Tov is basically whatever is allowed, whatever could be done before Yom Tov that doesn't change the food in any way whatsoever, then it's not allowed to be done in Yom Tov. But food like freshly baked food, freshly cooked food, because it tastes better, so even though you can make it out of Yom Tov and you can put it into the refrigerator or the freezer, nevertheless, it still tastes better on Yom Tov itself, so therefore you would be allowed to do it. But there's a din that's called machshida ichel nefesh, meaning not the food itself, not the food preparation, but the things that are used to prepare the food, so to speak. Like chopping wood. Yeah, chopping wood, because you need to make a fire to cook the food. Or for instance, sharpening a knife. A knife is not part of the cooking process, but if you want to have food, so you need a knife. So then that's not the same din as actual cooking the food before Yom Tov, but the din is, even those things, if you do it with a shinui, you do it differently than you normally do it, you would be allowed to do it. Like if somebody sharpens a knife, they bring down in a way that looks like you're just cleaning the knife, rather than sharpening it, so then it wouldn't be a problem. But things that you would make, there's absolutely no difference between making it on Yom Tov and before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to make it on Yom Tov, unless if you forgot, or all of a sudden you got more guests, and you need to make food for them, so then the din is you do it with a shinui, meaning you do it a little bit differently than you normally do it, because then it's not the same category of cooking, or doing a meloch on Shabbos, Yom Tov.
Shechting is machshire
also? No, shechting itself, is part of the food. But sharpening the knife to shecht, that's machshire echel nefesh. And technically, we learned, you can technically shecht the behemah on Shabbos. God forbid. Yom Tov. You can shecht the behemah, you can kasher the behemah, you can cook the behemah, or have a barbecue, whatever. I mean, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, because a freshly shechted animal is better. Therefore, even though the Moshul Shabbos, you're not allowed to do kneading, K-N-E-A-D. You're kneading, but Yom Tov, you're allowed to bake challah. Yom Tov, you can bake challah, taking flour and water and kneading it and making it into a challah and bake the challah on Yom Tov. Very many people do it, by the way. Why? Because freshly baked challah, as everybody knows, tastes better than a day-old challah. So even though you have a freezer and all that, it doesn't mean anything. Now, for instance, what's happening if you have spices? So today we buy the ground spices already. But years ago they had the actual spice and they had to grind it. So there's certain spices that if you grind it and leave it a day, in Yiddish it's called ezgevept. It's not the same.
It loses the bubble.
It loses the oomph.
It remains flat.
It loses the oomph. So then spices, for instance, that if you grind the day earlier before Yom Tov, so then what's going to happen, it won't have the same yafik time, I mean it's going to not have the same taste, so you'd be allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But they write, it preferably should be done, if you're using a grinder, you shouldn't use the grinder the normal way you use the grinder. You should put it off on the side a little bit, whatever, and just to make it a little bit different. Or people that, like on Pesach, they have the chrein, or chrein, depends where you come from. So they grind up the horseradish. So ideally, all these things technically, if you can do it before Yom Tov, it's better. But what happens technically if you want to grind up the horseradish on Pesach for the Seder, for the Maror, so then you could. But then you have to be careful. You could only make a certain amount that you need. You can't just make for 5 days because you're only allowed to do things on Yom Tov for that day. You can't do one day Yom Tov for the next day. If you're baking challah and you need one challah for the meal, you can't bake 10 challahs and you have it for the rest of Yom Tov. Obviously, you're only allowed to do those things that you would need for that day of Yom Tov. What?
Use a grater or
a peeler? On Yom Tov, you could use a grater. If you're allowed to grate, then you can use a grater. Unless if it's a big grater where the tool is used, Alter Rebbe holds, some boss can permit, Alter Rebbe holds, If you use a grater that people normally grate a lot on, so then you shouldn't use it on Yom Tov, because it looks like you're doing it not only for the day of Yom Tov, it looks like you're doing it.
Even if all you make is Yom Tov,
yeah.
You shouldn't use a big one.
Right.
Peeler?
A peeler on Yom Tov you could use. Shabbos, no. I mean, some people tell you, yeah, most Paschim say you can't use a peeler, and that's where we hold. You can't use a peeler. Because even though you're allowed to peel, because that's the normal way of eating it, but you don't use a vessel, this applies to Shabbos, by the way, you don't use a vessel which is designated for that type of malacha. So because a peeler, in other words, peeling really is bordered. But peeling fruits and vegetables really is selection. Selecting bad from good. You're taking away the bad from the good, which is forbidden on Shabbos. About Yom Tov we'll get to. I understand. But that doesn't mean, therefore you could do it with a knife. Therefore you could do it with peel with a knife. But because a peeler is made to peel, a knife is not only made to peel, a knife is made to cut. So therefore, because this is the normal way of eating, you're allowed to peel with a knife because that's the way you eat it. You can't eat it. You want to, a potato,
but you can eat the...
1 second. But when you use a peeler, which is called kele miuchad l'kach, it's a vessel whose primary usage is for something forbidden, then you can't do it. So that you wouldn't be allowed to do. But on Yom Tov, you would be able to do it, by the way. You could use a peeler on Yom Tov. Okay.
You can also eat nuts on Yom Tov.
Huh?
You can eat nuts on Yom Tov.
Yeah, because you're allowed to eat nuts on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, we don't eat nuts. Well, we do eat nuts. But nuts that are in the shell, we don't eat. But you have to be careful even with Yom, because according to the Alter Rebbe, the reason why you shouldn't eat nuts that are still in the shell is two reasons. So if it's a walnut, okay, which is egg, is called, a walnut has those, what do they call them?
The inserts.
Membranes in between the nut.
Right.
Okay, so over there, on Shabbos, is a question about it. Because you can't take away the membrane from the nut. You have to take the nut away from the membrane. Otherwise, you're taking away bad from good. But Alter Rebbe has another issue which applies to Yom Tov. By the way, Muktzah applies to Yom Tov. Whatever is Muktzah on Shabbos is Muktzah on Yom Tov. Now, Alter Rebbe says two reasons why you shouldn't eat walnuts on Shabbos. One is because you're going to be selecting the membrane from the actual fruit, which is not allowed, because the membrane is not edible. And secondly, the Alter Rebbe says, people have a tendency of playing with the shells afterwards. Now, once you peel you take out the nut from the shell, the shell is not a vessel anymore. It's worthless. So it's muktzah. And people have a tendency, like you ever see at a table, if you shell the nuts, then everybody's playing with the shell. And therefore, people have a minig, even on Shabbos, when they peel an egg, the minik is you peel the egg directly over the garbage. Because if you peel it, that doesn't mean, by the way, if you have it on the table, you can't peel an egg. You can peel an egg. But some people have a minik, if possible, they try to peel the egg directly over the garbage, that the peel falls straight into the garbage. Why? Because again, people have a tendency of playing with the peel eggshells. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, you wouldn't be allowed to.
Can you peel pistachio over a garbage can and also second question, if you peeled it and now all the peels are in one bowl, so it's a complete mukse because it has
no.
Can you move that plate that has all of this shells of pistachio?
First, can you eat the pistachios? Yeah. And second,
we're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now. But the answer to the question, is, technically, do you know that when you finish eating, a lot of the things you have left over on your plate are real muktzah? If you have chicken bones.
Animals eat chicken.
I understand, but you're not planning to give it to your animal, or eggshells, or as the Gemara speaks about bones, Atzom is Basil and Meshami speak about the bones. The din is that you can clear off the table, even if it's muksa, because what's called Gerev Shorei. Gerev Shorei means it's garbage, which is despicable, and the pashit,
it
doesn't look nice in Shabbos. So that you would be allowed to clear off into the garbage. If it's, I'll tell you another example. Do you know your garbage in the garbage can is all muktzah? It's muktzah. You don't want it, you're not eating it, you're not using it, it's garbage. You can have things in there that are muktzah. Yeah? Nevertheless, what happens if your garbage is full and it smells and you don't want it in the house on Shabbos? Yeah? So you're allowed to pick it up on Shabbos, take the bag out and put it outside the house. Depends if you could take it out to the garbage can, depends if you can carry it to the garbage can, but that's a separate story. So then you could take it out and put it in a new garbage bag. Why? Because even though it's muktzah, it's really muktzah. Stam just to play with it and whatever, it's muktzah. But the reason why you're allowed to, there's a din that's called Gerev Sholei, which is again, this din, because it's disgusting, so Chum permitted, because muktzah is midrabanan. So Chum permitted, in the case of Gerev Sholei, where it's disgusting, that you would be allowed to move it and throw it out. So Lebril, if somebody, let's say, you have somebody in your house that does eat pistachios. Okay, so now, if you're eating pistachios and that you're peeling directly over the garbage, maybe you could be makel. But to eat it, nobody stands over the garbage can and peels pistachio. I mean, come on. They do?
I put it in the napkin.
See, I'll give you something. In the Russians, they call it, in Russian, they call it semichkis, sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds is a different story. No. Sunflower seeds are not a problem because many people eat the shell.
Yeah.
Many people just put the whole thing in the mouth. They eat the shell. If they eat the shell, then it's not a problem of muksa because it's not muksa, it's edible. If it's edible, then it's not muksa.
So you don't consider the shell of sunflowers necessarily muksa?
Sunflower shell, sunflower seed shells are takanat muksa.
So in the case where you put the shell of the pistachio in a bowl, not over the trash can.
But again, you're asking, can you take that off the table? You would be allowed to because of Gerev Sholei, like we said.
But again,
but people play with it. Dalt Rebbe says you shouldn't eat nuts that are in the shell for two reasons, either because of Beder or because of Muktzah. So it could be applying the Muktzah also.
But over there, pistachios.
Pumpkin seeds also, by the way. A lot of people eat the shell of pumpkin seeds. So even though it's not normally eaten, but Tzachila Yedei Tchak is also not Muktzah. But again, we're going up from Yom Tov to Shabbat, so let's get back to Yom Tov. Okay, next is, you can't chop wood on Shabbat, and Yom Tov, because again, that's not Eichel Nefesh, that's called Machshir Eichel Nefesh, preparation for the food, unless if you do it with a Shinoi, so then some people permit it.
Only how much you need.
Huh?
Only as much as you need.
Whatever you cook on Yom Tov, or any malacha that you do in Malachas Eichel Nefesh, has to be tzedek that day. You can't make enough for more than one day.
What about heating purposes?
What do you mean heating purposes?
Heating.
You're chopping wood not just to cook, but also for warmth.
So you could, but it's a big shaila about heating. Okay, we're going to get to those dinim later. It's this complicated. What's called tzedek and what's not called tzedek. Okay, we said before that you can knead dough on Yom Tov, but again, you can only do it for that day of Yom Tov. You can't knead a lot of dough if you're planning to make or put away some dough in the freezer or whatever it is. You're only allowed to knead the dough that you need for that particular day because you can only do. And even then it says, you're not allowed to measure, you're not allowed to measure things on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Okay? Shabbos, you're not allowed to measure. So let's say you need to take, in your recipe it says, 2 tablespoons of something, yeah? And you have these measuring cups, you know, that all this, so you can't, on Shabbos or Yom Tov for that matter, you can't pour it exactly. On Shabbos for sure you can't. Even Yom Tov says, chatchila, you have to take an estimate, approximate, not actually do it to the exact amount. So all those things, when you take the dough, we'll learn tomorrow what to do with the challah. How do you separate challah if you make the stuff on Yom Tov? Okay.
If you make extra dough, is it muksa?
No, but you're not allowed to do it.